Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I am the man. Why do I say that? I've been doing radio, get to sweet. 41 years this week. I'm freaking out. I remember I was a cop back in San Francisco, the SFPD, back in those days, doing radio on the phone from Potrero Police Station, like every Thursday night. Charles J would call me this and that. After a couple of years, we started calling it Ring Talk. Before you knew that, we hit the air full-time in 1989. Have not been off since. Straight up, this is the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let me welcome you. My name is Pedro Fernandez, in case you didn't know. I am your ever-so-modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champ, was nationally ranked, and I can still talk, blah, 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 and I'm an award-winning writer as well. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Open phone lines around the planet. Of course, we got the big fight coming up. Just a few hours away, I'm talking about Terrence Crawford, undefeated, 41-0, 31 KOs, taking on the aging Mexican warrior. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, call him what you want. But the guy on the bottom line is he's pulled off the biggest duck in the history of boxing. I mean, Paulie Malignaggi has said it time and time again, but I repeat him. The biggest duck in boxing. I mean, he was a number one contender for 3 years. How can the guy be number one for 3 years and not get a fight? Only in the world of Bunko and Chicanery, a.k.a. the WBC, which is led by Mauricio Sulaiman. Straight up, it is a crock of spit. And when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. Of course, we've got that big fight coming up, and we've got the fact that Dana White is promoting it. Dana White, of course, he mastered the UFC, he's got Dana White privilege, because the bottom line is I couldn't imagine Don King putting fights like that on television. I couldn't imagine it. I mean, if guys were kicking each other in the head and that kind of stuff, I just don't imagine Don King will pull that off. But the bottom line is, you know, the NFL has cut back on their contact. Everything's cutting back on their contact except the UFC. The UFC's like in it till the end. But the bottom line is you shouldn't be able to hit people on the ground because they can't protect themselves and they can't even absorb the blow correctly. In other words, if you're on the ground, you get hit or kicked in the head, your head's absorbing the blow, nothing else. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The impeccable one is in the house. Of course, it is a Friday. We're doing Saturday show Friday, but the impeccable one is here. So therefore, nothing will happen wrong. Yeah. Straight up, take it away, Bailey Peck.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands, and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
The Harlem Heckler. May he rest in peace. When I gave him that nickname, I might be repeating myself, but when I gave him that nickname in print when I was fighting for the boxing trade papers back in the day, the Harlem Heckler, I said to myself, he might get upset. Because believe it or not, Juan Lascano, I named him the Hispanic Causing Panic, and he got upset. He didn't like it at first. He didn't like it. Come on, man. I'm giving you free publicity. Be glad. Bottom line is, Macho Man loved the Hector Camacho loved the Harlem Heckler thing, of course. Straight up, he was passed away a few years ago. I guess it was 2012 now. Been that long? Wow, got whacked, of course, in a cocaine-related incident in Bayamon, Puerto Rico. That's where he was born. But straight up, he lived and died in Puerto Rico. Straight up, croke, that was his downfall. There's no doubt about it. Now, of course, this card that's going on tomorrow night, of course, or tonight, later tonight, of course, we'll talk about the card at Allegiant Stadium. I can go into that in deep. Alvarez and Crawford, of course, Sergio Bohoichik and Brandon Adams, Christian Mubili and Lester Martinez, Ivan Draco and Jermaine Franklin Jr., Callum Walsh, and of course, the well-known, but I don't know if he can fight all that well, Fernando Vargas, son of Fernando Vargas Sr. This is Junior. Of course, he's 17 and zip at 154 pounds, but he's supposedly a big underdog going to the odds a little bit later against Callum Walsh. Callum Walsh, like 14-0 with like 10 whacks. Bottom line is Callum Walsh ranked number 9 by BoxRec and 19 by BoxRec. Fernando Vargas ranked number 40. So there's another card as well, but, you know, it's just not just one night of boxing, which is sort of cool. I mean, there's other things to happen. You can check ESPN, I believe, the fight from coming to us from Texas. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But as far as this card's concerned, is it a main event type of card? In other words, is it a fight that you only want to watch the main event? I think it might be. All right, the rest of the fights are not all that enticing to me. I mean, I'm really not thrilled over anything like that. I mean, Sergio Bohoichik and Brandon Adams, so what? But the bottom line is Christian Mubili, of course, undefeated, 29 and zip. Taking on Lester Martinez, undefeated, 19 and zip. I guess some of these O's got to go here unless it's a draw. But when you look at the fact that this is the WBC Interim Super Middleweight Championship, Interim Super Middleweight Championship. But guess what? The main event is for the WBC World Super Middleweight title. So why would you have an interim champion if you've got an active champion in the ring? Money. It's a scam. This is another one of Mauricio's scams. Of course, we talked about this years ago, the fact that the WBA had all kinds of fake champions. Socrates, Palmer ready to go yet? No? All right. The last thing we need right now is fake guys. And I think that this fight's going to settle a lot tomorrow. I'm talking about Saul Alvarez and Terrence Crawford. Alvarez like about a 50-cent favorite. Crawford about a 50-cent underdog. So it's a close fight on paper. Some people have it like 180. Some people have 150 as far as the underdog status is concerned with Saul Alvarez and Mr. Crawford being plus 150, plus 145, things like that. So if you want to bet on Crawford, you bet $100. you get $245 back. Okay, if you bet on this Canelo, you know, you get less. But the bottom line is the fight's close, and I think it's a close fight on paper. It's a close fight in the ring. And this fight, I think, will boil down to, I had to do my prediction early because Socrates is stiffing me here. But the bottom line is I got to do my little thing early. I think Terrence Crawford is going to win every minute until he loses. That's the way the fight will go down. He will win every minute until he loses. If that's the way it goes down. If he wins all 36 minutes. What I'm trying to tell you is that I think that minute by minute, he can control Canelo Alvarez. He is so superior as far as boxing skills, boxing acumen, hand speed, the ability to throw combinations. I mean, Canelo's been glorified because of the fact that he's feasted on soft opposition for the past, 4 years? I mean, with the exception of Dmitry Bivol, really, who has he fought? Of course, he got beaten by Bivol. But, I mean, the guy from Iran, can't even remember his name. He was a bum. He was ranked number one by the WBC. That was the last number one contender. He never fought a number one contender after that. It was 2021. This is 2025. It's been 4 years. I mean, imagine that. Imagine being the heavyweight champion of the world. You think it was like Floyd Patterson when he was heavyweight champion back in the 1950s. In the early 1960s, they said he was ducking Sonny Liston. All right, he was. He knew better. If he got in the ring with Sonny Liston, the Sonny Liston would murder him. Everybody knew that. I mean, it was obvious by the two times they did fight. Liston knocked him out in the first round both times. So Patterson was no match for Liston's power. Just no doubt about it. But he avoided it as long as he could until the public made such a stink that he had to get in. I mean, he had to get in the ring with him. Basically, the public forced him into it. The Mexican people, who control the popularity of Canelo Alvarez, they're not going to call their man. They're not going to call him out on the carpet. They're just not going to do it. They won't look at the level of his opposition. They think of the fact that, you know, he's still there. He's still on champ. He's still got the green belt. Still on top. Still got the green belt and this and that. So he's still God. He's not a boxing God anymore. Listen, I say this repeatedly, time and time and time again. The size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But it ain't going to matter this time. It's going to boil down to, ooh, and I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I like the black guy's skills over the Mexican fighter's brawling ability. That's a good way to put it. That's a real eloquent way to put it. The bottom line is I think Crawford's got hand speed. He throws better combinations. The question mark about Crawford is, of course, he's moving up in weight. But then again, I never thought that much. Listen, I moved up in weight and got that spit kicked out of me. I mean, I just did. I went down to the National Golden Gloves after beating a bunch of Mexicans up down in Fresno and Modesto and things like that in order to qualify the Nationals. I thought I was a king. I was beating these guys up down there so bad. It was like, I think I had four fights down there to qualify for the Nationals. I won all four of them. And I think through my knockout, one went throughout. But the bottom line is they were inferior opposition. It was just like bowling pins. But, yeah, they were just Mexican bowling pins. That's what they were. All right. At that, then I go to Las Vegas. Of course, I'm fighting in a weight class bigger than my natural ability. So I thought I should have been fighting at maybe 132, but I was fighting 139 pounds and winning Golden Glove titles at 139. So I said to myself, I want to be elite. I want to win titles in different weight classes. So I said I would step up to 147 because it wasn't no big thing, you know, put on a couple of pounds. Right? Yeah, that guy destroyed me. I'm talking about Ernie Chavez. This guy was so big. He was 164 pounds when we got in the ring. 164 pounds. I looked across the ring, and he got a haircut. I'll never forget. He got a haircut. So after the weigh-in, so I look across the ring. I said, that ain't him. What do you mean? I said, that ain't him. It ain't who? And that ain't the guy I'm supposed to fight. What are you talking about? I said, that guy's much bigger. And no. The other guy had long hair. He goes, no, he had a haircut. He got a haircut. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. With Sox ready to go? All right, let's bring in Socrates Palmer. Sock, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Just like everyone else, counting down the hours to the fight of the year.
The fight of the year and Dana White's involved. Why is it I don't like that?
Because you are a conscientious human being, that's why. And how cool was it during the press conference when Max Kellerman, who I used to have a little bit more respect up until yesterday, when he was brown-nosing Dana, and Canelo had to tell him, hey, boxing's always been okay, all right? Dana White's not coming in, you know, like some messiah on a chariot to save the sport. That was really cool by Canelo to check Kellerman's brown-nosing.
I'll ask you this question, and you probably know my stance on this, but do you think Don King could get away with putting guys in a round cage or an octagon, having those guys kick themselves on the ground and hit themselves when they're down like that, considering the NFL is like almost abolishing physical contact?
Ooh, I think I know where you're going. I think if Don King was part of a monster company like the UFC is? Probably yes. But if he was the Maverick promoter just by himself, DKP MMA, probably not.
So if Don King had bought the UFC from the Brazilians for $1.3 million or whatever it was back in 2003, something like that, you're trying to tell me that he wouldn't have had the success and been able to grant it? He wouldn't have been able to have the freedom to? I mean, listen, these guys are messed up. Have you seen Chuck Liddell lately? I mean, he's messed up. BJ Penn, like, he's evicted from his house over there, and he's living on the streets, I believe, in Hawaii. All kinds. These are all UFC guys. And, you know, you don't see Dana, like, pumping these guys up. There's no UFC retirement fund or nothing like that.
No. And you figure a billion-dollar company.
No, a $4.2 billion company. And I never knew how much money that was until I looked at it. It's $4,200 million.
It's ridiculous. I mean, they're printing money, and the ticket price is not going down. TKO and, you know, the group that owns the UFC now,
yeah,
they could do right by these ex-fighters. But, hey, you know.
Elon Musk could probably end world hunger.
Oh, there's a lot of guys that could end world hunger. And they don't choose to, yeah. But, you know, there's no money in the cure, brother. Chris Rock said that in one of his stand-ups. There's no money in the cure, you know. It's the ugly side of capitalism.
Hey, let's roll to a break. Remember Chris Rock when he was talking about the clubs, how the clubs will be open for 1 minute and then they're closed, and the reason why? It was hysterical. I can't say that on the air. The impeccable one saying, Pete, don't go to Chris Rock thing. Stop. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 22 minutes past the hour.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800
800-401-5163, 800-401-5163, 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I mentioned a fight card in Texas, and the reason why I brought this up is that the guy in the main event is Gerald McClellan's son. I kid you not, Gerald McClellan Jr. He's 6-2, got like four knockouts, doesn't look like he can fight all that much. Of course, his father, the former super middleweight champion of the world, at one point in time, I mean, Lord, he was like the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Then he went to London after losing 20 pounds in like the last 15 minutes. I mean, he pulled some incredible weight losses. He pulled him and James Toney. When James Toney fought Roy Jones, he did some incredible stuff to lose weight. But Gerald McClellan did all kinds of weird stuff, I can't even get, it would be gross to talk about it on the air, but he was this unbelievable guy getting weight off. He'd get 18, 20 pounds off in the last 3 or 4 days, I kid you not, of course. But in 1995, February 25th to be exact, of course, in London Arena, he took on Nigel Benn. Nigel Benn being the Dark Destroyer. Dark Destroyer came in at 39-2-1. He was a former champion. But in the first round, McClellan knocked him out of the ring. He knocked him to like the fourth row. I mean, it was like past the 10 count. What was going on here? Anyway, the referee, Alfred Asaro, he was from France. I don't know if he's alive or dead, but the bottom line is if I saw him, he was standing next to a railroad track, I might give him a push. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, I thought he was really a piece of work because the fact that he blew this knockdown or this knockout of the ring by McClellan of Nigel Benn in the very first round, it allowed the fight to continue. And of course, McClellan was permanently injured in this fight. Of course, he knocked down Benn, knocked him out of the ring in the first round, then knocked him down in round eight. And of course, in the 10th round, Gerald started getting dizzy. Before you know it, he had a brain bleed. And, you know, a few seconds later, he was like almost dead. Of course, in Gerald McClellan, when he and I were together for the last time, actually a long time, I stutter on this one because it was the first time after he retired, I mean, involuntarily, of course, because of medical, he went into like he was paralyzed and couldn't see, still can't see. And the WBC, I will say this, they are helping him out medically. But when I went and saw him in Lakeport, Illinois, I guess it was about 2004, 2005, this and that, and he says to me, he goes, Pedro, is Emmanuel here? You know how tough it was to tell him that Emmanuel wasn't there? That was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. Straight up, let's go back to my Gerald McClellan's son. You know, he's taking our guy that's 3-5, and he's in the main event and this and that, and I wish him the very best of luck, but I just don't know. I don't know if I'd want to go be a second-generation boxer. I wouldn't want my kid boxing. Not that I think that my kid would be better than me or anything like that. I wouldn't want him getting hurt. I got lucky. You guys don't know how lucky. I had 52 amateur fights. I was so lucky I got through those fights without being seriously injured or having to, but I stutter a lot. Anyway, but the bottom line is, no, serious, very, very, very lucky. No doubt about it. And Jerome McCullough is still in deep trouble medically. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to the Bronx. Of course, I'm bringing in the Bronx Bomber, Mr. Socrates Palmer Jr. And Socrates, what do you think? If guys aren't that good and they're following in their father's footsteps, What future do they have?
A lot of times, guys just try to clout chase. I mean, they don't, you know, they have a dream a lot of times, but, you know, they want to live off their dad's legacy. You know, it's there's a million examples, not a million, but there's a lot of examples. A guy like Marvis Frazier, you know, really, I never thought was any good, but he was Joe's son, you know. Chavez Jr., he learned on the job, and at one point he became a decent fighter, but he had zero discipline. So, you know, it's like if your dad is a legendary figure like those two were, it's like, okay, you started on third base. So you have a big leg up. You know, you're going to have advantages and exposure that the average prospect is not going to get unless he has like an Olympic background.
Well, Mr. McClellan looks like a fat light heavyweight. He doesn't even look like he's all that dedicated. You know, speaking of Gerald McClellan, let's go back in time.
He's a real jaw.
1991, he knocks out John Mugabe in the first round. Next fight, knocks out Lester Yarborough in the first round, who was an opponent. Next fight, knocks out Carl Sullivan in the first round. Next fight, knocks out Steve Harvey in the first round. Next fight, knocks out Tyrone Moore in the second round. Next fight, knocks out Julian Jackson in the fifth round. The next fight knocks out Jay Bell in the first round. Next fight knocks out Gilbert Batiste from San Diego, California. Tough guy, no doubt about that. Knocks him out one round. Next fight, after that, he knocks out Julian Jackson one round. And then he had the epic fight, the tragic fight with Nigel Benn. I'm telling you, he was the best fighter pound for pound in the world, and most people knew it. And, you know, he left Emmanuel, and he was with Emmanuel, and it boiled down to money. Because this nobody knows the deals that Emmanuel had. I'll tell you the exact contract, what Emmanuel's contract was all about. His management contract was 33%. And then Emmanuel took 10% for trainers. And even though he wouldn't train the guy all the full time, this and that, he had the guys training him. Some guys objected to that, to Emmanuel taking 43% of their money. Okay, and Gerald McCullum was one of them. But I'll say this again. Had Emmanuel Stewart been in that ring that night, the fight wouldn't have lasted after the first round. He would have just pulled his guy out. It was over.
You know, referees, I said it before, and maybe it's a little over the top, but a referee should be treated like a doctor. Like, you don't give a doctor, you know, much leeway on the malpractice. That was a malpractice, and it was a fatal, you know, not fatal, because Gerald is still alive, but, you know, the domino effect of that blown call led to the, you know, the changing of the history of the sport and the changing of Gerald McClellan's life. You know, he's, thank God, of his sister, you know, who I believe is his caretaker today. I know that the boxing community, there's certain guys, one in particular, John Scully, who does fundraisers for him, yeah. You know, another fighter. So that one call.
When we threw that gig out there in Lakeport, Illinois, I was the MC. When we threw the gig in Lakeport, Illinois, myself, Jerry Cooney, and Richard Sloan were only three. Take that back. Shelly Williams was only four people from the boxing business that showed up. Four of us. As big a fighter, as big as a name as Gerald was, only four people showed up. And, of course, that was the night I had to tell him that Emmanuel wasn't coming. That was tough, bro. That was tough. Because he grabbed me by the hand, he's looking at me, and he's blind. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, that is really a tough. I don't know how to even to explain that. You got a blind man that grabs you by the hand, and he's pleading with you, and he's looking at you, and you know he can't see you. It's like really, really, it's bizarre. It just was. And, of course, he was talking about Emmanuel, and I had talked to Emmanuel before I went there. I said, you know, any chance you're coming up to Lakeport, Illinois? He goes, I'm working for HBO tonight in such a somewhere, anyway, some other state, so I can't do it. And but it all boiled down to money between him and McClellan. The reason why Gerald ended up getting hurt, I think, was that Emmanuel wasn't there.
That was a dark night, you know, a very dark night. Who do you think? Do you think he had the style to beat Roy Jones?
He walked through people, and he hit hard enough to walk through people. That's what was scary about that, is he could walk through you and hurt you. And that, you know, But yeah. Roy was a super exception, no doubt about that. Speaking of Roy Jones, the Korean guy came over here and gave him the gold medal, huh?
I saw that. That was, I believe, the Korean guy, his son orchestrated that, and he went to Roy's gym and P. Cola, and that was cool. It brought Roy to tears. That was pretty cool.
Brought me to tears.
Yeah, and they're both alive. Like, I hate the hypocrisy of anyone dies, oh, they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. No, man, if you're going to give him his flowers, his props, do it while he can, you know, while he can still enjoy it. And that was a really cool moment, you know. Social media, you know, is one of the positive things. You know, you're able to contact people halfway across the world and make that happen. That was very cool.
Okay, now we've got a couple of minutes left. Is the weight thing going to be? Is this fight all about weight? Terrence Crawford and Canelo Alvarez. Is this a weight game?
I don't think it's necessarily all about it. You know, I think that part of the reason I'm picking Canelo is the fact that he is used to fighting bigger fighters, and he's fighting at a weight that he's comfortable at. There's also questions about Terrence Crawford's condition. There's a shoulder injury supposedly that he's been dealing with and training through, and that could be a factor, you know, if it's true, right? You know, sometimes I believe in guys trying to get as many advantages as possible. Maybe it's to, you know, just to throw it out there to give Canelo some false, false hope or false confidence.
Okay.
Canelo,
size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Yeah. You're going with size here, but in all actuality, there's only about 8 natural pounds between them. I mean, one turned pro at 146, the other one turned pro at 137.
That is true. And Terence Crawford is a physically strong fighter. You know, we've seen that. But he has not been hit by someone with that type of power. And Canelo has very underrated hand speed. Now, his foot speed is where Terence has the significant advantage. But Terence Crawford is not a guy that's on his toes. He's a flat-footed fighter. He likes to fight in the pocket. And he's got heart. And that heart may get him hurt. You know, just change the vowel. And I think that's what Canelo's going to have the big advantage is just that it's going to be a different fight than a lot of people. And I've seen people that know a lot more about boxing than I do picking Terence Crawford, but they're really selling Canelo short. Everyone's going off of the skull fight.
No, I think Crawford can win the first minute and just keep winning. He can just keep. He gets into a groove and it's all over. I mean, that Mexican's got 3 left feet.
But you know, Terence Crawford, he's not a dancer.
He doesn't have to dance. All he has to do is move a little bit. If you can move a little bit and get and not let Canelo plant, I think you got a good chance of beating him. I'm picking Crawford. Want a bet of soda on that one?
Dr. Pepper for sure. He's fought movers, guys like Caleb Plant. You know, if Terence Crawford were to fight, you know, any other super middleweight, you know, would you really just pick Terence Crawford? Just, you know.
You know what? Like, when it comes to me kicking those guys' ass in the gym, yes, I would. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Size doesn't always matter.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Basically, this is the most outright duck, the biggest, most blatant duck in the history of boxing. You will not find a more blatant duck of a top contender in your, and if you search with your microscope through the history of boxing, you will never find an out, more outright duck than how what Canelo has done with David Benavidez.
Little AWB coming back from the break there. Of course, the average white man retired November 2024. May they enjoy their retirement. Alan Gorey and fan, Quentin crew, of course. And their lead singer, my good friend Brent Carter, went from being the lead singer from the effort, actually Tower of Power, then the average white man. And now he's the lead singer of the Commodores. Of course, he's taking the place of the great Lionel Richie. That's a tough act to follow. But if anybody could follow up Lionel Richie, it is Brent Carter. Know that about that. Speaking of best fighters, wow. Great fighter right now. The Nonoi, of course, the world champion, comes to us from across the pond in Japan. He's going to be fighting the 14th. I didn't know he was fighting this soon. Did they announce this like in the last minute or something like that? But the bottom line is September 14th in Nagoya, Japan. Of course, a bad dude, undefeated now. Nobody's even come close to him. Got knocked down in his last fight, but he got up off the deck. And good Lord, he took care of business. But he's talking about fighting a guy that's 14-1 with 11 knockouts. And I'll just go with his first name, Morjadon. But the bottom line is Morjadon is a live underdog here. It's an anticipated fight. It's going to take place in Nagoya. Of course, the Japanese fighter will be probably heavily favored. But this guy's a live underdog. I'm telling you, a very, very live underdog. Speaking of live underdogs, of course, I think that Junto Nakatani, the WBC bantamweight champion, also out of Japan, I think is a better fighter than Inoue. I think Inoue's like, Inoue got dropped in his last fight. More power to him. He got up, he punished the guy, then dropped him, dropped him himself for the count. But the bottom line is, you know, at the end of the day, he is getting old. He is getting up there. He's like 32 years old now. Of course, got dropped by Ramon Cardenas. Of course, ended up losing Cardenas. Cardenas ended up losing in the eighth round. But the bottom line is it was a game effort, no doubt about that. Cardenas came to fight. That was in Las Vegas. A little bit of an upset almost in the making there. Of course, the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. But Inoue, the best fighter pound for pound in the world, without a doubt in the minds of many. Of course, I still think it's the aforementioned Tupali was talking about David Benavidez, who's like 29-0, 26 knockouts, something like that. I mean, he got knocked down by David Morrell, a flash knockdown in that last fight. He got up. I mean, was he off balance? Was he hurt? I don't know. But the bottom line is, David Benavidez, according to Mike Tyson and myself, we both feel that he's the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world. They call him the monster, the Mexican monster, because he is. I mean, he fought guys that nobody wanted to fight, and the WBC kept saying, well, fight Bailey Peck next. And so he knocks out Bailey, and we'll fight Pedro next. So he knocks out Pedro, and we'll fight this guy next. And he fought that guy next, knocks that guy out. He says, well, we're still not going to give you the fight with Canelo, because Canelo's scared of you. Canelo says you're a weight bully. And they say, because, okay, if Canelo's worried about me weighing too much, tell him what, he can put a weight restriction on me. 168, and we'll come in a few pounds heavier if he wants to do it that way. I'll do anything he wants to get in the ring with Canelo Alvarez, because I think I can beat him. No matter if I'm weight strained, no matter what, I think I can beat Canelo Alvarez. Of course, he never got in the ring with Canelo Alvarez. They pushed it to the point where he had to move up to 175 pounds or get another job. That's what it was at 168. He was like, what was he doing? Spinning his wheels. Wasn't going to happen at 168. So the WBC enticed him by giving him a title shot, an interim title at 175 pounds. And, of course, then they gave him the world title at 175 when he stopped his recent opponent. But at the end of the day, David Benavidez is the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world. The Fight News staff, according to FightNews.com, they like Canelo Alvarez here. Anyway, Canelo Alvarez, of course, is going to beat Crawford, according to the folks at Fight News. Of the 8 votes, Canelo is going to win. Of course, it was 5 for KO or TKO. The other was the unanimous decision. Of the 6 votes for Crawford, 1 point in the voting, it was deadlocked at 6-6. So, of course, 4 think he's going to win unanimous nod. 2 think he'll win a split decision. I think he'll win going away. Now, straight up, Back in the day, I had some time to think about who the greatest heavyweight was of the past 25 years. It's this guy.
The legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer. So thank you so much for giving me that kind of idea as well.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I get dead? Why do you want somebody to think? You think somebody really wants to think about you? How? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
True. Who cares? And again, thank you so much for sharing that.
Now, Mike Tyson is supposed to take on, guess who? Not Bailey Peck. Not Bailey Peck. Floyd Mayweather. I mean, Bailey and Floyd weigh about the same thing. I mean, Bailey's got a fair complexion. Probably sell more pay-per-views. I mean, white guys sell pay-per-views. But the bottom line is, I just don't know. I mean, Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather is like Mike Tyson. I mean, that last Mike Tyson we saw against Jake Paul, I don't want to say he took a dive, but I thought he took a dive. I mean, I just thought he didn't try. I really don't think he tried. And, of course, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., the cartel fighter, of course, the fighter of the Sinaloa cartel, backed by the Sinaloa cartel, as was his father, I think he took a dive in the Jake Paul fight, too. And then why isn't there an investigation into that? Why? Listen, Jake Paul seems to be immune from everything. He just does. I mean, nobody calls him on the crap that he pulls, and because of the fact, I guess, he pays people generously. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's fraud. As far as boxing's concerned, it's fraud. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson and Jake Paul and this guy and Jake Paul and that guy. I mean, Jake Paul hasn't fought anybody worthy. I think he fought Tyson Fury's brother, and his brother beat him. The only real boxer he's ever fought has beaten him. So, I mean, Chavez Jr., I thought that was a stone-cold dive. I mean, I was watching that fight. Chavez Jr. doesn't throw any punches for like 8 rounds. And I'm saying to myself, what's going on here? Then I find out that the U.S. government, of course, they arrested Chavez after the fight. And then he was arrested. They detained him. Eventually, they deported him. But when they deported him back to Mexico, the Mexican president said he was part of a drug trafficking ring involving the Sinaloa cartel. And at one point in time, they had some guys in the cartel that had pissed off the cartel leader. So this is how they took care of him. They hung him on ropes upside down, and Chavez beat on him with his bare fists. In other words, you've got a guy swinging on a rope upside down by his feet, and Chavez is punching this guy as he goes by. I kid you not. That's what a piece of work Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. is. Of course, Chavez Sr., he kicked the coke. The son hasn't kicked the coke. That's the problem. He's hanging out with these cartel guys because he probably gets good blow. But the bottom line is he couldn't kick the coke. A lot of guys can't do it. Some guys, it's like alcohol. Some guys just are addicts and they just can't kick the substance that they've been hooked on. There's no doubt about it. But as far as coke's concerned, can Chavez Jr. test a positive a couple of different times? I mean, if you're testing positive during a fight for blow, that means you did blow in the last 72 hours before, the last 3 days before you did the blood, the urine test. I mean, come on, you can't stay off cocaine for 3 days? You can't stay off coke for 3 days? Well, Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. couldn't stay off coke for 3 days. Now, somebody shot me a text, said to myself, this is, I'm overrating Hutto Nakatani. No, I'm not. WBC Bantamweight Champion, 31-0. He's 5 years younger than Nono Inoue. Okay, he's 31-0, 24 KOs. He can crack, man. I mean, he's not afraid either. He's got real good boxing skills, and I just favor him over Nono Inoue. Of course, everybody says to me, I'm crazy, and the odds makers probably say to me at the end of the day that, you know, I'm dead wrong and this and that, but the bottom line is, I think his days are numbered, and I think that Hutto Nakatani is the guy that's going to take him out. Straight up, Saul Alvarez, of course, and Terrence Crawford. I'm going to go with Crawford. There's no doubt about it. I mean, somebody can send me a text here. You still want to stay with Crawford, even though the weight's the same, and you've got a guy that's fighting at 147 pounds, 154 pounds, now at 168 pounds, 167.5 was the exact weight of both guys, both Canelo Alvarez and Terrence Crawford. Of course, Crawford last fighting at 154 pounds in the junior middleweight division. It looks like the muscle he's put on is, you know, looks pretty good, but muscles don't win fights. I remember when I pulled off my shirt pull up my bulletproof vest. I was a policeman back in the 80s here in San Francisco. And I went into Captain Cassidy's office. He wanted to call me in because he'd give me some days off for training and things like that. So I came in. He says, "Are you in shape, kid? Blah, 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 blah." Anyway, I pulled up my shirt. "Look at these abs." He said, "Man, abs don't win fights, kid. Abs don't win fights." Yeah, well, they don't. Anyway, Crawford's abs, they look impressive. Crawford looks impressive physically, but it's not going to be Crawford's abs and his muscles are going to win this fight. It's going to be his skills and his boxing acumen. And I think he's got more skills and he's a smarter fighter than Canelo Alvarez. I mean, maybe Canelo can go back and turn back the clock in this end. But even if he turned back the clock and was at his best, at his very best, do I think he's a better fighter than Terrence Crawford? Probably not. I don't think so. I mean, you know, I mean, Crawford's had some issues, but if ever a guy, I think, was game enough or smart enough to look bad in his last fight in order to get this fight, it was Terrence Crawford. I really think that. I think that him and his trainer, Big Mac, Bo Mac, I think Big Mac, Bo Mac eats a lot of Big Macs. Anyway, but the bottom line is, I think those two guys came together and said, you know what, if we look not so good in our last fight, this last fight, they said, but 154, if we look not so good here, Canelo's going to really want to fight us, and we'll give him anything he wants. We'll fight him at the weight, the whole nine yards, blah, 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 blah. So I think that they are laying a trap for Canelo Alvarez, or Canelo Alvarez, call him what you want. Of course, I consider him the feminine because of the fact that he didn't fight Benavidez, and, you know, I mean, when's the last guy who fought anybody besides Bivol? Probably Gennady Golovkin. Golovkin was older than me. I mean, he was. Golovkin was older than me. So at the end of the day, he hasn't done anything in a long time. What have you done for me lately? Probably neither guy has probably looked superb in the last fight. Of course, Canelo having that fight with William Skull, and he was supposed to get, I won't go into that. Anyway, the fact that Skull went 12 rounds with Canelo Alvarez, and Canelo showed he had two left feet, and Ken Skull was like running and doing some weird stuff, and I just couldn't figure it out. I mean, let's put it this way. I would have settled that fight real quick if I was Canelo Alvarez. I would have moved in against, put my foot inside his foot to where he couldn't move, and started kicking his ass. But Canelo isn't smart enough to stick his foot in there. He doesn't even know where to stick his foot. That's how bad his footwork is. Not as bad as Bash Ali, who fought WBC Cruiserweight Champion Bash Ali back in 1984. He had 19 left feet. I mean, he didn't have a right foot. That's how bad Bash Ali's footwork was. In the gym, I used to move away from him and slap him around. Bang, bang, bang. Here was a cruiserweight going to fight for the world title. He was getting banged, getting lit up in the gym. But, you know, that's with Bash Ali, because if you move to the right on Bash, you can hit him. You move to the right and stop and hit him. Move to the right, stop and hit him. Of course, you move to the left, you move into his power, and that's where Bash Ali definitely shined, no doubt about that. But somebody told me he's still alive. Carlos De Leon, of course, has passed away. Sugar De Leon, that's what they called him. Back here in San Francisco when he defended that he trained at Newman's Gym to defend that title against Bash Ali, of course, and went 12 rounds. But I got to say this. He didn't train too hard. He smoked more weed than you can imagine. He used me as a sparring partner. I mean, come on, man. I mean, the both of us, contact high, must have been, that gym must have been, and my gym must have reeked. Gym must have reeked. I mean, seriously, but back and forth, I smell the weed on him. We're sparring. I smell the, is that me? Is that me? No, that wasn't me. It was him. Anyway, Carlos De Leon, of course, won the WBC Cruiserweight title more than once. He passed away a couple of years ago at a very early age. And his son is a very good young man. I've spent some time around him a couple different times. But the old man, Carlos, was class, no doubt about that. Let's go to an early break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When we play taps on this show, it's not a good thing. Sorry about that. Just listen straight up. Of course, today we are honoring David Frank Perez, a Vietnam veteran, the brother of Annie Bean. Of course, she is the wife of the great singer Richard Bean, but the bottom line is he passed away this week. Of course, it was unexpected, and, you know, he was in his 80s, but the bottom line is the guy fought in Vietnam. He had Agent Orange. He was able to fight with Agent Orange. Remember, you know, so many guys that I grew up with that went over to Vietnam before me, a few years before me. I remember when they came to the high school, there was a government class, and they came, the Army came, and they wanted to draft us. Okay, they wanted us to sign up for the Selective Service, right? And I was a newspaper editor at that point in time in for the high school, so I turned my tape, desk around and look the opposite way. In other words, I'm trying to ignore the fact that this guy, Army recruiters, trying to get us. But the bottom line is that was sad. Whoever went to Vietnam, Jack Obermeyer went over there. He got Agent Orange. He lived a horrible life, and he died at the age of 53 or 54. KOJO, may he rest in peace. But David Frank Perez, a Vietnam veteran, his sister missed him. No doubt about that. May he rest in peace. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's go through the odds of the weekend fights. Mobili is a -172 favorite over Lester Martinez. Martinez, of course, undefeated 17-0. Martinez coming in +134 as a underdog. Callum Walsh in the Fernando Vargas fight. Of course, Fernando Vargas, the son of Fernando Vargas Sr., the former junior middleweight champion, of course, who wasted his career by getting in trouble with the cops. They had to put him in the ring when he wasn't ready in certain fights, but the bottom line is he wasted a lot. Anyway, Callum Walsh is a -380 favorite. Fernando Vargas, a +270 underdog. Probably going to get lit up like White House Christmas tree if the odds makers have their way here. Saul Alvarez, -182. As far as being the favorites, Terrence Crawford, +142. As far as the underdog concerned, that's got a little closer of late. As far as the rest of the fights are concerned, who cares? I mean, the rest of the fights sort of suck. And, of course, then you got the following day, Mujadon is going to take on, of course, Nono Inouye. Mujadon is a +630 underdog, and Nono Inouye is a -1250 favorite. And this sort of pisses me off because, you know, if a guy's -1250 one way, he shouldn't be 650 the other. It should be like 10. In other words, you know, I mean, there should be a little bit of money for the odds makers and wake in between, but the bottom line is it shouldn't be half. But then again, corporate America took over Las Vegas. Of course, Las Vegas, let me laugh at Las Vegas right now. Nobody's going there. The Canadians aren't going there. The tourists aren't going there. They were charging me for parking. I had to find a hotel they didn't charge for parking. Then I had to pay hotel fees, resort fees. Imagine that. I mean, I get this bill. that I'm going to pay $272 for like 2 days at a hotel at the MGM Grand, the suites down there in Vegas. And then when I get there, it's an added $50, even though it says on the thing, this is the total cost. But I get there and I've got hit me up for $50 as far as the resort fees are concerned. But other places charge you for parking. In other words, if I was to go from one casino to another casino, they charge me. And in fact, I remember in the room, if I wanted to drink this water, you know, a bottle of water in the room, it was $19. $19 for a bottle of water. And you wonder why nobody wants to go to Las Vegas? Corporate greed, just like everywhere else in the United States. Straight up, this has been another special edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The impeccable one put up with me for an hour. He's a great guy, no doubt about that. But until Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.